You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, this is WPHM. Jeff Ross is the Roastmaster General. You know this guy. To be roasted by Jeffrey Ross is to mean you've arrived. You see the number he did on Tom Brady? Well, there's a new film of his Broadway show out now. It features Jeff telling stories about how he became a comic and the nation's foremost roaster. It's about the people that he has known and loved in the comedy world. The film is called Take a Banana for the Ride. You can watch it on Netflix. He's on the line with us right now. Jeff Ross.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, talking about my show. I'm excited.
Well, let's talk about this show, because this is a little something different for you. This is a Broadway show. It's a film adaptation of it. Where did the idea for this come from?
It came from me 30 years ago talking about my family. And I lost my parents as a teenager, so I just started working it out on stage just to sort of heal myself and use my life experiences in my art and comedy. And I just didn't have the strength to keep it going, so I kind of put it aside and became the roast guy for a couple of decades. And then I kind of looked back at it after I lost a couple of buddies during the pandemic, Saget, Gilbert Gottfried, Norm Macdonald, and I was like, I think I know a lot about loss and resilience, and I think I can make a comedy show out of it.
Well, of course, I mean, that's what it's all about. And what I find interesting about comics is that they can be so mean to each other. That's where the roast part comes from. but you guys love each other at the same time. I mean, it's a real fine line there, isn't it?
Comedy comes from love,
yeah.
I think. You know, we use our pain to make jokes, but I have to love the subject. I can't make fun of something I don't care about. And I love comedians. Comedians are my tribe. You know, I'm a comedian before I'm anything else.
Yeah. What advice would you have for a comic just starting out today?
Oh, wow. Well, you only start out once, I would tell them. This is the hard part. This is paying your dues, and you wouldn't want to take it easy. You want it to be hard. You got to earn it. And I always say, enjoy the process. You know, you got to enjoy the tough days as much as the great days. You got to enjoy bombing as much as killing, because you're learning from those bombs. You're experiencing, you're getting through it, you're getting back on stage, and that's a big part of it.
Well, and you're developing your voice, as you start out and you work through it. How did you develop into the Roastmaster? How did this become something that you were known for?
Oh, my God, I had to wait for Don Rickles to pass away.
You're not kidding there. There's some truth to that.
No. Don was great. As a matter of fact, I just talked to his daughter, Mindy, a couple days ago, and Don was a friend. And, you know, I got it by doing the roast when none of the young guys wanted to do the roast. I found my favorite thing was being up there with other comedians and other celebrities from different aspects of show business. That was what turned me on, being up there with the legends like Milton Berle and Don Rickles and Henny Youngman and Buddy Hackett. That was, to me, the most fun I could possibly be having. And my parents loved all those comedians, so I felt like I was honoring them as well.
Well, you're at that age where you can say that you worked with, you know, these guys. Obviously, they were, you know, long in their career, but to be able to look back on your early days and say these legends of comedy from the days literally of vaudeville, you actually got to know them.
I did. I got to love them. I got to work with them, and it really raised my confidence, because it took the mystique out of I wasn't confused or wondering, am I doing it right? I had these older successful guys going, yeah, man, keep going, you're doing it right. And, you know, mentors are so important to me, and I honor some of them in the show, but mostly they were my friends, and I honor my friends in the show. I talk a lot about Bob Saget and what an important part of my life he was and how much I miss him and how I dealt with losing him and Gilbert Gottfried and Norm Macdonald within 8 months of each other.
Yeah.
You know, so the show at its core is about resilience and bouncing back from loss.
There you go, something we can all take a little something from. I want to get back to the topic of roasting. There's a fine line between being mean to somebody and roasting them. How do you know when you've crossed the line, or how do you know not to cross that line?
Well, you know you cross the line, they'll tell you. It might be a letter from a lawyer. It might be a guy in an alley with a pipe. There's nothing subtle. When you cross the line, you know it. And my goal is to not necessarily break skin, but just scratch it. You know, I want everyone to leave the roast going, that was so much fun. I can't wait to tell my friends all the jokes Jeff told about me. You want them to feel honored and to love it. And ultimately be your friend afterwards. So that's how I do it. I try to put myself in their head and go, would they laugh at this? You know, we're roasting Kevin Hart on Mother's Day.
I just heard about that. Oh, my God. I'm so excited about that.
So right now I'm in full roast mode, ready to go.
There you go. The film on Netflix is called Take a Banana for the Ride. Should we tell everybody what that means, or should they watch the movie to find out?
Oh, sure. No, it was advice that my grandfather gave me when I was just starting out as a comic. I would take him to his doctor appointments all day, and at night I would drive into the city and try to get on stage at the open mics, and Pop would always give me a few dollars for the tolls, gas, and a banana. You know, it was kind of his tough guy way of saying, I love you. I can't go with you, but I'm there with you on the ride. So it's a tribute to my grandfather.
It's good stuff, and it's great talking to you, Jeff. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes. Good luck with the film, and I can't wait to see you roast Kevin Hart.
That's going to be a good one. Mother's Day, baby.
We'll
strap
be there.
In.
All right, Jeff. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, WPHM, that is Jeffrey Ross, the Roast Master General. It's a very touching movie. It's an adaptation of the Broadway show that he did called Take a Banana for the Ride. It's funny. It's jokes. It's lots of jokes, but it's a lot of great stories about the people that he has loved in the world of comedy. Jeffrey Ross.